Well, the Oxfam report is usually presented at the World Economic Forum meet in Davos. This year it's been COVID and it's not been presented there, but the findings are stark. The Global Inequality Report, usually which is released in Davos, Switzerland, speaks, among other things, on the impact of COVID on India. It refers to it as the inequality virus. And the India supplement of the report speaks about how India's wealthiest got richer through the months of the pandemic, while millions continued to languish. The wealth of Indian billionaires has increased by 35% during the lockdown. 84% of the household suffered a loss of income in April 2020 alone. That's another key point that's been reported through the months of COVID. Till the end of October, the number of students affected by the closure of educational institutes stands at over 32 crores. Of those, 84% reside in rural areas and 70% attend government schools. Now, Oxfam India's survey reports that close to 40% of teachers in government schools fear that the prolonged school closure might lead to a third of the students not returning once schools do reopen. Now, education has been massively impacted because of the digital divide. Only 4% of rural households had a computer. Less than 15% rural households had an internet connection. And this is really staggering. Out of a total of 122 million who lost their jobs, 75%, which accounts for 92 million jobs, were lost in the informal sector. Now, the Global Inequality Report is a report that is actually produced and for release at the World Economic Forum meet in Davos in Switzerland, very much called the playground of the rich. This year, there is no Davos World Economic Forum because of COVID. But these numbers in that COVID period show once again how inequitable the distribution of wealth is, not just in the world, but that inequality is in India as well. Well, joining us now, Amitabh Behar, the CEO of Oxfam India. Thank you very much for being with us, Amitabh. Among all the nations in the world, is India among the starkest in terms about how the rich got richer during the months of COVID while millions languished because of the disease?
Thank you, Bishnu. India is certainly one of the starkest. You talked of the India data. Let me just quickly add a couple of global data points. You know, I found it absolutely startling that during COVID, the top 10 billionaires of the world actually added $500 billion to their kitty. Now, one more data from the global list, the top 1,000 billionaires were able to recover the losses they had because of COVID within 9 months. And I think that's where the big story is. Where several studies, including the World Bank, are saying that common and ordinary people, ordinary citizens, are going to take almost a decade to come back to the pre-pandemic levels. So that's the level of difference. And you talked of the India figures. We have, during the COVID, top 11 billionaires of India actually earned enough wealth which could sustain the NREJ for 10 years or the Ministry of Health for 10 years. So, and on the other hand, you saw 24% of people actually living with less than 3,000 a month. Yeah. And this is also the time, when the richest man in India was earning 90 crores an hour. So it's really devastating. And I must say, it busts the myth where people were saying that, the virus does not differentiate. Maybe the virus does not, but the systems that we have created, it's very clear that the impact is very, very different on different segments of the people.
Amitabh, what I also found striking in a sad way was education and the inequality over there. We keep talking about online education as a way of dealing with COVID for children, but the digital divide in this country is so stark that there are signs now that a lot of those kids, because of being absent from school for so long, may just not come back.
Absolutely. So you mentioned the survey Oxfam did, And we spoke to lots of teachers, and their assessment is that we're going to lose a lot of children to the pandemic. They'll not be coming back to school. Malala Fund has done a study which says that almost 20 million girls, so there is again a gender dimension to it, 20 million girls will not return to schools. And then if you really look at even the digital divide in terms of what's happening to the education scenario, you talked of extremely low access to computers and internet in rural areas, which stands around, say, 20% put together. But if you really go to the bottom 20% of the people, mm-hmm. The access is even worse. It comes to around 9 to 10% put together, access to computers and internet. So there is a huge digital divide. And surprisingly, we have been looking at a lot of other questions, but there's not been enough attention on the question of education and what's going to be what are going to be the new challenges when children start returning to schools.
So one final question. You mentioned this. I just wanted to get that once again from you. How many years is it going to take for people who've been badly affected to economically recover from the impact of COVID?
So it's going to be, as in the World Bank study says, a decade to come back to pre-pandemic level. Whereas, as I was saying, that the billionaires have already recovered, and many of them have actually had windfall profits.
Right.
So that's the level
that's the inequality right there. Thank you so much, Amitabh, for sharing this with us. And I think it's a sign of the times that we aren't in Davos at the World Economic Forum. Exactly a year back, we were talking about the report last year. This year, the world's playground of the rich has effectively evaporated because the disease shows no inequality. Everybody is affected by it.
So, Vishnu, if I can get just one line, as in, we're going to be looking at the budget. Let's fundamentally reboot the budget in a way where we don't look at, you know, reducing the number of billionaires should be all right. We need many more nurses and teachers. That's the shift that we need to make.
Amitabh Behar, always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for being with us.